Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic, as usual, is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column. This one is called Money, Money, Money. And the 27th correct answer that emails me at Bruce@BruceSalen to what famous musical had a song by that title will receive a free copy of my book. So give that some thought. That's Bruce@BruceSalen.com. We are having a special show today devoted to money with our regular Family Financial Matters guest, Jim Scheinberg. Jim is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He's been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years. And he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well. So I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome to my show, Jim.
How are you, Bruce?
I am absolutely terrific. And it is a pleasure to have you right here with me since you're usually traveling away and you're on some landline in some hotel doing some exotic business all the time.
It is good to be able to kick each other under the table in case one of us gets out of line this week.
Well, we already did that on the show we recorded earlier, so we'll try not to do that on this one. I would like to talk a little bit about things from my column and then go into this subject. To be clear, listeners, this is a dedicated show, meaning Jim is my sole guest this week. It is an exception to the rule, but I like exceptions to the rule. And the issue of money, families, and how we manage it, especially these days, could not be more paramount in most people's mind. So that is why I chose to make one of these shows exclusively about money, finances, and have Jim as my exclusive guest. It's hard for me to believe, but after writing more than 100 A Dad's Point of View columns, I have yet to tackle, until this column that I wrote, one of the biggest issues in families. It's one of the issues that causes more dissension among couples than any others, and that, of course, is money. It's said that money, children, moving, in-laws, and sex are the hot-button subjects that are most likely to create tension between spouses. Would you agree? What is the thing that causes the most tension in your home? Sitting in the studio with my producer and Jim, we all looked at each other and basically nodded our heads. It was money. It was money that causes our dissension at home. So I imagine we are just a small sample of how that affects all of you. In recessionary times like we're living in now, money can't help but be on most people's minds and affect certainly their lives, their kids, and in some 10% of American families, their employment. How we deal with our finances is indeed a paramount subject, and we all look at George Washington and other presidents that appear on our paper bills differently. Personally, on this subject, I prefer the Franklins. One of my many repeated mantras about parenting is that our children see everything we do. The behavior we do, good and bad, is what they see. So how we handle money and how we speak about it, our children see, and therefore we're modeling attitude and behavior that they are learning about, good and bad. So it's our obligation, as I believe in all aspects of life, to go a step further than modeling good fiscal habits and teach good fiscal behavior directly, starting early in our children's lives. So on that kind of general subject, Jim, I know you'd like to talk about how dad and mom deal with money and that there may shockingly be a gender difference in attitude on money.
Amazingly, there is. And again, we live in an evolving world. So we're going to speak in generalities when we talk about this. But obviously, there's a lot of households where these roles are going to be reversed. But generally speaking, men and women have historically looked at money, finances, budgets, investing in different ways and coming from a different set of values when they make those decisions.
I actually would assert it's not values. It's instincts. It's gender characteristics. Values we can be taught. Men and women are just plain different. And so the emotions behind what you just said is motivated a lot by hormones and biology, don't you think?
The genetics of it. When I said values, I really mean value systems, meaning what do we value? And that is instinctual in a lot of cases. You're absolutely right.
But continue, because I know the point is still the same.
Well, generally speaking, and I know that this is well documented throughout the years, and it is changing somewhat, but it's still, I think, a common theme that goes through our genetics. When women look at money, they look at it for representation of security and safety. When a wife and a mother looks at money, they look at it as a resource for the household that they're stewarding, and again as a store of security to make sure everything is going to be okay for the family. And in the case of men, they also look at money as a store of security, but it's a provider, the classic I'm the provider of the household scenario. And of course, now in the world we live in, most households have two providers in it. But the genetics behind it is men will look at that as a resource to provide for their family. And they also look at money as fuel because, you know, men use tools in their genetic coding. And so a lot of men look at money as an actual tool in which to go out and make more money or more security and provide more.
Well, the original examples, of course, and you've given good analogies, are literally going to prehistoric times where the men were hunters and gatherers and the women took place of the village or the little community and took care of the kids. This is just a modern amplification of it, though I would assert with a lot of confusion, because now that women can earn on par with men and now that women have as much opportunities, and I would also assert in some ways more opportunities because women can choose to stay home or go to work, whereas men still have a slight stigma if they choose to stay home. These roles are now getting more mixed up, yet the genetics haven't changed. And in recessionary times, the choice of who stays home with the kids, if you can, is usually going to go towards whoever makes the most money. And all of this adds to confusion about money between mom and dad or husband and wife, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. And to add to that confusion, this last recession
that we're currently in.
Yes, exactly. Statistically, a lot of people will debate it, but certainly the one that we are still dealing with the effects of was largely the job losses were largely dominated by male positions. I believe it was well over a 2% differential between the unemployment rate at the bottom of men versus women. So in actuality, some households got thrown into that confusion, not by choice of who was going to stay home, but by absolute necessity.
I actually read statistics and wrote a column on this about the state of gender affairs that were actually more extreme, that there was actually a lot more men that lost jobs than a 2% differential. I'm not quibbling with you about the numbers, but the point is it threw a lot of households into disarray and it confused gender roles completely. So it is more interesting and compelling an issue, I think, than ever. How families and men and women manage money.
Yeah, I think I actually misstated it. It's the male unemployment rate was 2% higher than the national average, and the female unemployment rate was 2% lower. So the differential would have been 4 or 5%. So
yeah.
you're correct.
Yeah, it's and that damages households and the flow of a home significantly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Men derive a lot more of their satisfaction in life from work than, dare I say, women, as un-PC as that may be. But I think it is a generality. Obviously, there are exceptions. So how mom and dad and how husband and wife and how boyfriend and girlfriend choose to handle money is something we should probably continue a little bit more in the next segment as we're running out of time for this one.
Absolutely.
I am getting that proverbial finger from my producer, Richard Dugan, telling me it is time for a break. We will be continuing on this special Dad's Point of View, Bruce Allen show with Jim Sheinberg, all about money, money, money.